Alex Now in Columbia, Missouri on Spirit Radio. Hey, Alex.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I've been fortunate enough to be part of a very academic setting.
Okay.
And in that setting, I've made friends. One of them happens to be particularly atheist, very much thinks in the spirit of materialism. And in our discussions of right and wrong and on the origin of morality, our conversations have often ended when he suggests that morality is something that evolved, right? So that our ability to discern right and wrong is purely an evolutionary matter.
Right.
And I haven't been able to weasel out of that one. What do you guys think?
Okay. Well, first of all, Alex, there are many different answers and angles that we could take to address that claim of morality on a naturalistic worldview. So what I want you to do, Alex, is I want you to hang on after we finish the answer, and I'm going to ask you to give your email to the call screener, and I want to send you some notes and some material that addresses this claim. But I'm going to just share with you a couple of answers on the air here. Number one, I find this very interesting, Alex. If morality is grounded in evolution, and evolution is the ultimate explanation of morality, then we would have no objective reason for choosing one physiological impulse over another. So let's say a man has a physiological impulse to rape a woman. But let's say he has another physiological impulse that's telling him, no, I shouldn't do that. That's wrong, based upon the evolutionary narrative, because we have to all get along here and survive as a species, right? What physiological impulse is that man supposed to choose? If morality is only grounded in evolution and there is no standard of good and bad outside of human nature, or at least a standard or a wheel of goodness that would ground human nature, there is literally no objective reason why that man should choose the physiological impulse that says, don't rape, over and above the physiological impulse that says, rape. So fundamentally, what it boils down to is morality grounded in evolution is it puts every single human activity on the same level. It puts it on the same playing field. And consequently, you cannot judge one human activity as morally good over and above another human activity that we say is morally bad. So it undermines morality in its entirety. So that's the first answer. And then secondly, I'll share with you, is that by grounding morality in evolution is that it allows for change in morality for the bad. Like things counterintuitive. So for example, let's say we evolved to a state to where cannibalism would benefit our survival and our species, right? Mm-hmm. If morality is only grounded in evolution, well, then cannibalism could eventually become, quote unquote, good. How about slavery? Maybe it's beneficial to our race, to a particular race, to enslave other members of another race.
How about killing materialists?
There you go, right there. Forced reproduction, right? So notice how, if we take the evolutionary line or understanding of morality, it logically leads to the possibility of change in morality to say certain things are now good, but we know intuitively, and we even know by human nature, it would not be good for us as human beings. It would be immoral. So I don't know if those two answers help or not, but like I said, Alex, you can leave your email with the call screener there, and I'll send you some more info on that.
Sound good,
well,
Alex?
That helps. It's a lot to digest.
Sure.
I look forward to the material that you can send.
Okay, Alex.
To sit down and look over it. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thanks
send
a lot, brother.
Soda water to digest it.
Yeah.
It goes down more palatably. All right, Alex, good to hear from you, sir.